kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Halos mag-iisang buwan na walang community case dito sa New South Wales. Pero nananawagan ng health department natin na ipagpatuloy ang COVID-19 testing. Hindi man ganon kadali para sa ibang mga komunidad at may mga ikinakatakot man ang maraming mga mamamayan. Sinisiguro ng New South Wales Health na ito ay libre para sa lahat at isa sa mga pinakamagandang paraan para matrace ang lahat ng mga posibleng kaso ng coronavirus sa komunidad. Pakinggan ang aking naging panayam kay Ms. Jesusa Hilaratne, ang Deputy Director ng New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service. So, usapang testing po tayo. Ito ang isa sa mga hakbang na sinasabi ng Health Department na pinakamalaki ang naitutulong para ma-detect ang mga COVID-19 cases. Pero dito po sa New South Wales, gano'n na po ba kataas o kababa ang testing rates natin so far?
Oo, ngayon ang testing rates natin, gusto na sana namin pasalamatan ng lahat ng kababayan natin dito sa Australia at sa New South Wales na nagpapatest. Ngayon ang testing rates ay tumataas at 15,695 tests reported 8 p.m. last night compared with the previous day's total of 16,302. Ang gusto po namin paalalahanan na although mataas itong numero na to, gusto pa natin na tumaas ito. Ang mahalaga kasi hindi natin ma-miss yung mga cases na nandyan sa ating komunidad. At pag nagpa-test kayo, kung may sintomas kayo, magpapa-test kayo. Yun ang mahalaga.
Isa po yun sa mga tumutulong din dun sa contact tracers natin. Tama po ba?
Oo, yung mga contact tracers natin ay 24 hours na nagtatrabaho, yes, na, you know, top of the line work that they're doing. And kung hindi at kailangan din natin, kung bukod sa napapapatest tayo, nag-register tayo kung saan tayo pumunta para madaling, magiging madali ang trabaho ng mga contact tracers at walang mamimiss na cases. Kasi kung wala naman may sala, there's nothing wrong with you know, testing, and also if you've been tested with coronavirus, that's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just a case that needs to be found para maging safe ang community.
As you have said, wala naman pong may kasalanan, pero sa napapansin natin, lalo na sa mga multicultural communities, marami pa rin ang natatakot na magpa-test. Ano-ano po ba yung iba pang mga dahilan na kinakatakutan nila o pumipigil sa mga mamamayan para isagawa itong COVID-19 testing?
Totoo yan, Edinel, maraming mga issues o mga concerns na na-identify dito sa multicultural communities kung bakit ayaw or natatakot na mag-test. Isa dyan na, you know, fear of being blamed. Palagi namin binalagay na mensahe na no one is at fault. Yes, there are some cases that kailangan natin alalahanin na this is a community to keep us safe. Hindi mo naman kasalanan kung merong na pumunta ka sa ibang lugar na nagkaroon ng may coronavirus. Ang responsibility natin bilang member ng community ay magpa-test para malaman natin kung merong mga cases dyan. Ang importante kasi marami din cases na bakit natatakot ang ibang tao na magpa-test, yung cost of testing and treatment. Oh, alalahanin, yes, natin na libre yan para sa lahat ng tao sa New South Wales. Everything is free, even the treatments. So, you go for a testing clinic and you don't have to pay anything. At natatakot din ang iba na yung impormasyon nila or ang identity nila or visa status ay mababago or will be affected. But that's not the case. All we want is the community to be safe. And also, natatakot yung iba's impact of self-isolation. We're waiting for test results. We just want everyone to be safe at safe for your family. Kasi kung sakali man, God forbid, you get tested for coronavirus, at least you're able to find out and get treated immediately. And that the people around you, especially your family, are taken care of and they know where to go and to be treated as well. And this goes to show that New South Wales is doing a good job and Australia is doing a wonderful job at this time. But we need to be vigilant and continue to get tested if we have symptoms. And I think that's the message that we're trying to relay here na testing is the key. It is the key to determining if what cases are out there.
And kanina nabanggit po ninyo na nasa more than 15,000 yung testing rate natin ngayon, which is mataas. Ano po ba yung daily testing rate na dapat pong ma-maintain sa ating state?
You know, a lot of people have said it should be 20,000. And before, mm-hmm. you can imagine that yung cases, when there are high cases, people have been really good and have gone tested. Yeah. It, the higher it is, the better. At this time, we just want it to go higher and higher. At one point, there was 25,000 and 30,000. If we can go there daily, that would be better. But at this time, we just want to thank everyone who has come out and got tested. And also, one message gusto natin ipaalala sa ibang sa mga tao na kahit nagpa-test na kayo at naging negative at may sintomas pa rin kayo, go and get retested. Because it's great that you've been tested negative, but it could be another scenario na you've gone somewhere and you've been sick and you went to another place. That could be a hot spot. And you never know. One of the key messages that we're trying to impress upon people is, even if you've been tested many times, but if you get symptoms again, please get tested again.
Right. And hindi lamang yan para sa kaligtasan ng ating sarili. Lagi nating sinasabi na para din yan sa proteksyon ng mga mahal natin sa buhay at lahat ng mga nakapaligid sa atin. Pagdating naman po sa distribution ng information, alam ko maraming sources ang mga tao ngayon para makakuha ng iba't ibang impormasyon. Minsan, hindi natin alam kung tama pa ba. Sa inyo pong departamento, paano po ninyo na ibabahagi ang mga mensahe at mga impormasyon, lalong-lalo na sa mga multicultural communities?
Yes, Adinelle, that is a very big challenge for the New South Wales Health and for our department. But what's important is that we're making sure na ang mga mensahe ay culturally and linguistically appropriate. So kung kailangan natin ibahagi ito sa Filipino, ginagawa natin yan. Kaya salamat, maraming salamat sa inyo, sa SBS Filipino program, sa patuloy niyong pababahagi ng mga impormasyon na pinibigay namin sa Filipino. In language, which is important, and in cultural. Kasi sometimes, hindi naman lahat ng mensahe ay maaaring the same message that can go to, or the same way it's presented to another message, because some languages are different and some, so we want to make sure that it's all correct and also that it's accepted by the community. And through that, we make sure that we have social media platforms. Merong tayo mga social media tiles and the mga fact sheets, videos in Filipino. As you can see, Adinelle, if you can promote na meron kaming website, New mm-hmm. South Wales Health, na andyan, you can search for all the resources in language. So kung pumunta kayo sa website ng New South Wales Health at the Multicultural Health Communication Service website, lahat ng COVID-19 resources ay you can search by language. So kung kayo Pilipino o Tagalog, press Tagalog at makikita niyo lahat ng resources nasa Tagalog. We've done videos in Filipino, in English, and in over 50 languages. We've actually developed over 1,000 resources sa New South Wales in partnership with New South Wales Health, Multicultural Health Communication Service, Multicultural New South Wales. Ang maganda dito ay collaboration within the governments across New South Wales and of course across Australia. I think that's so important to keep the community safe.
At maraming salamat, Ms. Jesusa Hilaratne, ang Deputy Director ng New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.